validates all my works. That's where all the people say, just make that stuff up. No, I don't. Those people are real.
I think it was Jack Kerouac when he came across, and on the road, he actually crosses the river, and he says it was the kingdom of the snake. Mm-hmm. And when I was growing up, it certainly was like that. So, man, I really enjoyed that. Those are my peeps. Yeah. I actually was one of those that went down this happening in a day or two. What we did, we got like a burlap sack, and we made us a little sea dip, and we sit in it, you know, like that. And I remember seeing water moccasins swimming and everything, you know, so it was exciting. We went down it 3 years in a row, but the inner tube, that was the big year, you know. But I pretty much always written about East Texas, but it didn't start out like that because I wanted to be normal. I wanted to write about New York or Los Angeles or someplace where sophisticated people live. And so I started out like that when I was about 21. I started writing. I sold my first piece when I was 21, but it was nonfiction. I sold every nonfiction piece I wrote, but then I decided I wanted to write fiction. And I always remember that I worked in the rose fields. My wife and I both did. We hauled hay. We did the usual, you know, country jobs that a lot of us grew up doing. And Karen, on the other hand, was from San Antonio and was much more of the sophisticated level. So she married it down. But, you know, we did all those kind of different hard, oddball jobs. But in the meantime, one year when I was working for the rose fields, the weather got really bad. I mean, really bad. And there was no rose field work. And Karen at that time had a job working in a giant freezer where she wore one of these suits. Well, kind of like a for cold air or whatever. And so she did that. And she said, look, you know what? It's October. The weather's not going to get any better. So why don't you just spend the next 3 months writing fiction?